Failure is a word that strikes fear in the heart of everybody. Our society has become so success-oriented that we have very little tolerance for failure. How many times have we heard, failure is not an option? If you live long and attempt much, you will run up against failure. People fail every day. They suffer from failed relationships, failed marriages, failure at work, and failure in health. Most of us can identify with failure. We know from experience that failure is hard to cope with in a world like ours. When we fail at something, most of us think of it as the ultimate and irreversible tragedy of all time. We see it as the one aspect from life from which there is no reprieve and no reversal. But here we see in today's gospel reading, Jesus both experienced failure himself and he expected his disciples to fail. Jesus has been moving from one success to another in his ministry. As Mark leads us up to this point, we have witnessed some of Jesus' most amazing miracles. The stilling of the storm, the healing of the demon-possessed man, and the restoration of Jairus' little daughter to life. Now, searching for some rest, Jesus journeys back to his own hometown of Nazareth. At his home synagogue, Jesus begins to teach. Many, as they listened, were amazed. Where, they said, did this man get this knowledge? What wisdom is this that has been given to him? And how can such wonderful things keep happening through his hands? Is not this the carpenter, Mary's son, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Are his sisters not here with us? And they took offense at him. Here in his hometown, Jesus meets with out-and-out rejection, prompting him to utter his famous line, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and among his own relatives and in his own house." The fact they called Jesus Mary's son tells us that Joseph must have been dead. Therein, we have the key to one of the enigmas of Jesus' life. Jesus was only 33 when he died, and yet he did not leave Nazareth until he was 30. Why this long delay? Why this lingering in Nazareth while the world waited to be saved? The reason could be that Joseph died young, and Jesus took upon himself the support of his mother and of his brothers and sisters. And only when they were old enough to fend for themselves did he go forth. So this gives us further insight as to why the people of Nazareth rejected what their hometown boy was preaching. He had only been away from Nazareth for a short time. How could he possibly have become so wise? After all, isn't he a carpenter, a repairman? Even after going through all the ridicule, Jesus then turns to commission his disciples for the beginning of their missionary activity. He tells the disciples that it is time for them to begin their ministry, going two by two into the countryside, preaching and casting out unclean spirits. He advises them to travel lightly, taking nothing but a staff. They are to carry no bread, no bag, and no money in their belts. They are to wear sandals and not even take an extra tunic. Jesus then prepares them for failure when he says, "Whoever will not receive you, not hear you, as you depart from there, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them." Jesus makes it clear that they will not be insulated from failure just because they are going in his name. Jesus knows that failure will be a real possibility, so he provides his disciples with the sacrament of failure, shaking the dust off their feet. Jesus' inauguration of a sacrament of failure does not mean that he is sending the disciples out to fail. Rather, he is showing them how to carry on in the face of failure. Nobody likes to hear that they're going to face failure in life, but understanding how Jesus provided us with the sacrament of failure can empower all of us to carry on when we do fail. But what about you? What do you do when you run into your own limitations and the limitations of others? What happens when we do our best and our best is not good enough? What do you do when others are doing their best and their best is not enough? About a year ago, I embarked on a mission to be a chaplain to some homeless families being lovingly sheltered in apartments through a ministerial agency. As a hospital chaplain, I wanted to spread my wings a little and reach out into the world more. I was quite excited about beginning this new project. And after meeting with the director, I set about to become acquainted with these families. But what was the best method to actually speak with them? I tried knocking on their doors, only to find that during the day, the night workers were sleeping and the day workers were at their places of employment. Okay, that didn't work. I then made up some flyers with what I offered by way of service, you know, with my phone number, etc., and went around again, handing out flyers or slipping them under the doors. I didn't receive any calls of inquiry. I did this for weeks and months. I attended client meetings offered by the ministry and introduced myself. I was greeted warmly and politely, but none of the families had time to just sit down and talk with the chaplain. I was frustrated, and I kept thinking, what am I doing wrong? I didn't want to give up, so I kept on trying. At one of my monthly sessions with my spiritual director, I talked about how I felt I was just knocking my head up against the wall because my efforts weren't working to reach out to these people. And she said to me, "Why don't you stop if this is not working?" "Stop?" I said, "How can I just stop?" She again said that if it wasn't working, why continue? It wasn't easy to give up in what I felt was defeat. Shake off the dust and go on. Sometimes our highest hopes are destroyed so that we can be prepared for better things. The failure of the caterpillar is the birth of the butterfly. The passing of the bud is the blooming of the rose. Our failures can be the door to a new success. Shake off the dust and go on. Sometimes we get stuck in a rut, and it takes failure to jolt us out of the routine so that we can be truly creative. Great courage is needed to face real change. A great failure can be the influence that enables us to risk and change. Jesus has given us permission to move on. And perhaps this is a spiritual form of knowing when to hold them and when to fold them, as the country song sings. When we shake off the dust, it helps us acknowledge our failure. It gives us the grace to remember that we can fail at something without being a failure. It gives us the grace to move on and leave it behind, to walk into a future filled with hope and new possibility. Amen.